Well, reading, as you understand, is clearly a very complex process, or it are experiments or observations of dyslexic patients made it clear that it is a very complex process, because our patients with dyslexia take many different forms. And I worked during the 70s, I worked quite a lot with Tim Challis on patients who had various kinds of dyslexic problems. And following on, if you like, from the earlier work of Marshall and Newcomb, who first attempted a taxonomy, if you like, of the dyslexic syndromes by describing deep dyslexia and surface dyslexia. That Tim and I, if you like, followed up and built on. We summarized our work, or tried to revise the taxonomy of the dyslexic syndromes by describing what we term the central dyslexic syndromes and the peripheral dyslexic syndromes. I was particularly interested in the peripheral dyslexic syndromes, and we were able to identify three such syndromes, all of which we described in some detail and published together. Central to all theories of reading is that there is a word form unit, that a group of letters forms a unit, a single entity. And the peripheral dyslexic syndromes would be when there is a difficulty in achieving that single unit. And the central dyslexic syndromes are those syndromes where it's no good just having a visual unit, if you like. It has to have meaning. You have to get right through. You have to know what it means, and you have to be able to say it aloud. So it's the extraction of meaning and sound from the word form unit that constitutes the central dyslexic syndromes. And the peripheral dyslexic syndromes, I think, are very interesting because we've been able to identify neglect dyslexias, where there is a sort of imbalance in the achieving this unit, either at the beginning of the word or the second half of the word, or some in other cases we've described the word form unit itself as damaged, insofar as these patients are reduced to reading letter by letter and sort of piecing it together through their spelling system. And then we've described an attentional dyslexia, whereby we think that the output from the peripheral systems to the more central systems is damaged, and that there's a problem going from, if you like, the parallel processing of the early systems to the more serial processing, which has to take place in order to extract meaning. So that is our basic taxonomy.